I'm going to ask the children, please, that are here this morning, if they want to come up to the front. I'm going to look again at the life of Hudson Taylor. So I'll ask the boys and girls that are present if they want to come up to the front two or three rows as we consider looking at the ministry of this great missionary of China. Okay, boys and girls, lovely to see you this morning. And we trust that God is blessing you in school and helping you with your studies. And we always do pray for the young people of our congregation. Now, some of you will remember that Hudson Taylor, of course, was a great missionary who had gone to China as a young man to serve God and to tell the people of those nations about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he had served in different parts of China. And he is now in a place called Ningpo. And it's in Ningpo that he's found a little place where he can sleep and stay. It's just a little two-room apartment. Hudson Taylor sleeps upstairs and eats his food there and has his breakfast there and does his studies there. And then downstairs there's a slightly larger room. And he uses it in the morning to teach boys and girls English and opens it up there as a school. And then in the afternoon, the downstairs room is used as a kind of a health center, a doctor's surgery, where he helps sick people to get better. And then round about tea time, he opens up that same little room as a room to bring in people that are poor and hungry and to feed them. And then at nights, he uses it as a church to open the doors and invite people in to tell them about the Lord Jesus. Now, in this part of China, you might remember that Hudson Taylor had met another English girl whose name was Maria. And he had fallen in love with Maria. He really liked her. She was a Christian as well. She was serving God as well. And he wanted to ask Maria to marry him. But first of all, he had a confession to make. And we learned about that two Sundays ago whenever he told this girl a secret. And he said, "Maria, you know, if I'm going to marry you, you need to know something about me." He said, "I am a very poor man. I don't receive wages. I don't get a salary. I don't have a lot of money. And while I'm serving God in China, I have to trust God for every penny that I get to do the Lord's work and to buy food." And he said to her, "Maria, if you marry me, you'll never be rich. And you'll have to learn to trust God for everything the way I trust him." And after he said that, he maybe stood back and he held his breath and he was maybe expecting her to say, "Well, Hudson, I need to marry somebody that's got money and got security." But Hudson Taylor was very happy whenever Maria said this. She said, "God has been my father since the day that my real father died. Do you honestly think, Hudson, that I should be afraid to trust him now?" And she was living the same way Hudson Taylor was. She was trusting God for all of her financial support and for all of her money. And we can learn from that, boys and girls, that you can trust God for everything. Everything that you need, you can just ask God to help you and you can trust him. You see, Hudson Taylor and Maria, they both trusted God to forgive them for their sins. They trusted God to lead them and to guide them. And then whenever God brought them to China, all the way from England, to serve him in the mission field, they could even trust God to give them enough food to eat and clothes to wear and enough money to pay all of their bills. And they could also trust God to provide for them the right partner. And within 2 weeks, Hudson Taylor and Maria were married. And they just loved living together. They loved each other. But more than that, they loved God. And they just loved serving God. Maria loved to teach the children maths and English and all of their school subjects. But more than that, she loved to teach the boys and girls about the Lord Jesus. And then whenever school was over, she loved to go out into the streets of the city that they lived in and find out where their parents lived. And she loved to speak to their parents about the Savior as well. So she was a godly woman who loved to serve the Lord. And Hudson, he just loved to help the sick people, and he loved to preach the word of God. And as they preached, and as they served the Lord, and as they carried on giving out God's word, people began to trust the Lord Jesus. They'd never heard this message before, that God loved the world so much that he sent the Lord Jesus, his Son, into the world to die on the cross to take away our sins. And all sorts of people in the city were getting converted. Some of them were wealthy, some of them were poor, some of them were men, some of them were women, some of them were old, and some of them were young. And there was a man that lived not far from Hudson Taylor's little house, and his name was Mr. Nee, and that's spelled N-I, Mr. Nee. And Mr. Nee wasn't a very godly man. In fact, Mr. Nee was an idol worshipper. He had little stone gods in his house that were carved out of stone, and he would have worshipped those and prayed to those. And one day he was walking past Hudson Taylor's home whenever he heard a bell ringing from inside of the home. And as the bell rang, people began to make their way into Hudson Taylor's house, and Mr. Nee stopped one of them and says, "Where are you going?" And one of them said, "There's a man in that house who tells us all about God." And Hudson Taylor did not know that while this man worshipped idols, he had got no peace in his heart. And every day that Mr. Nee lived for many, many years, he had this thought in his mind, "Where am I going when I die?" And that troubled him. And he thought about all the wrong things that he had done, and he just wondered, if there's a God out there, how can I know him? And whenever he heard this bell ringing and he heard about the man that knew about God, he decided that day that he would go in and he would listen to what the missionary had to say about God. And very simply that afternoon, Hudson Taylor stood before all these Chinese people, maybe about 40 or 50, squeezed into this tiny little room, and he opened the Bible and he began to tell these Chinese people that there's a God in heaven who created everything, and we have all broken his law, and that will result in death. But God so loved the world that he sent his Son into this world to die upon the cross for sinners, for you and for me. And as Hudson Taylor was explaining this, he told those people, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ just now and just as you are, he can save you and he can change your life. And as he was saying that, Mr. Nee was listening, and he stood to his feet right in the middle of the meeting and said, "Listen," he said, "for many, many years, I have searched far and wide for the truth." He says, "I've traveled right across this part of China looking for the truth." And he says, "I've tried all sorts of different religions." He says, "Right now I'm worshipping idols that are made of stone." And he says, "I have never had peace. But I believe, Mr. Taylor, that what you are saying is true. And if Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and if he died for me," he says, "right now, at this moment, I am going to begin to trust in him." And right there, standing in that room that day, Mr. Nee became a Christian. And it was as simple as him understanding the gospel, believing it, and then saying, "I'm going to trust in Jesus Christ." Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were here this morning, if you could do the same thing just where you're sitting? Maybe some of the mums and dads and older people as well. Just say, "Well, if Jesus is the Son of God and he can save me right now, I am going to trust him and give him my life." And from that moment, Mr. Nee, his life was changed. All the idols disappeared from his home. He got rid of those. He got a copy of the Bible. He began to read it. He began to pray. He began to tell others. But one day he came to Mr. Taylor in the meeting, and he waited behind, and he says, "Mr. Taylor, can I ask you some questions?" Mr. Taylor says, "Of course you can. What's wrong?" And Mr. Nee said, "How long have the people in the land that you came from, how long have the people in your land had the good news? How long have they known the truth?" And Hudson Taylor says they have known the truth for hundreds of years. And then Mr. Nee said this. He said, "Mr. Taylor, my father for 20 years wanted to find out what the truth was. And he asked all sorts of questions from different religious people and different teachers. And for 20 years, he searched for the truth. And he said he died searching for the truth." And he says, "Mr. Taylor, if the people of England have had the Word of God and the good news for so long," he said, "why did they not send missionaries to China sooner?" And isn't that a challenge to all of us, boys and girls? That there are people in this world right now who are maybe looking for the truth and want to know if there's a God, and they want to know about God, but there's nobody to tell them. And there might be a boy or a girl that you go to school with, and nobody has ever gone to them to tell them this good news. God could use you to tell them the good news. Whenever Mr. Nee asked that question, why did not more missionaries come and why did they not come sooner? Mr. Taylor began to think, and he had a decision to make. And we'll find out next Sunday what that decision was. So thank you so much for listening. I'll try and think of a few questions for you next Sunday, and we'll have a wee quiz as well and a few prizes too, if I remember. Hopefully I will. So go back to your seats, and thank you so much for listening.